Noises from behind a shower curtain.
Uncle Charlie!
Not now, Jake.
I just heard the Fudge Nugget song you wrote on TV.
Great.
From a magic chocolate mountain and a secret chocolate mine.
Great.
From Granny's big Fudge Nugget through the taste. That's all so fun.
Jake, I'm not alone in here.
No way.
Yeah.
Who's in there?
A friend of mine.
Is it a girl?
Hold on. Oh, yeah.
Is it Janet?
No. It's my friend Wendy. Say hi to Jake, Wendy.
She pops her head round the curtain.
Hi, Jake. You sing really well.
That's a girl. This is embarrassing.
He runs out.
I like that you didn't lie to him.
Well, I try to be honest.
It's good quality. So here's Janet.
A yellow title against a black screen. 2.5 men.
Men.
Dressed, Charlie and Wendy come downstairs.
You want a cup of coffee before you go?
No, you've got work to do. I should probably get going.
Charlie, there's French toast left. Oh, no thanks. You met Wendy, right? French toast, Wendy?
Oh, no, thank you. I should really get going.
You know, I can sing all Uncle Charlie's jingles.
No kidding? You're gonna have to show me sometime.
It's got oats and corns and wheat. It's the sweetest breakfast treat. It's maple, maple, maple-licious.
That's wonderful.
Wendy's gotta go, Jake.
If your house is bug infested, filled with spiders,
Jake, take five, buddy.
Copacetic. That means okay.
He moved in here. He was saying swell.
Charlie, I've gotta go to my office for a couple of hours. Are you okay to watch Jake?
No problem.
Swell.
Charlie shares a look with Wendy.
Will you take me rollerblading, Uncle Charlie?
I can't, buddy. I got work to do.
What am I gonna do all day?
Well, it's really nice outside. Why don't you wash my car?
No, I want to go rollerblading.
You know, I could take him. I've got my blazer right in the car.
Really?
If it's okay with your father.
That sounds swell.
I'll go get my blades.
And if you want, I can go pick up lunch and bring it back and we can have a picnic.
Yeah. Swell.
Charlie gives a sickly smile.
Nice girl. Is it serious?
It is now, you...
Later, Charlie lies on the sofa staring maniacally upwards.
Hey, finish your jingle?
How can I work? First, Wendy took Jake rollerblading. Then she took him to the movies. Now, she's in the kitchen making us all dinner.
That...
Don't you get it? She's using your kid to turn a nice, casual relationship into a relationship.
Okay, now I get where you're coming from.
Thank you.
You're paranoid and you're nuts.
Perfect timing. Dinner's ready.
Did you see that? She's wearing an apron. In my house. Do you know what that means?
I'm gonna stick with paranoid and nuts, Bob.
Later, Charlie escorts Wendy to the door.
Are you sure that you don't want me to stay and do the dishes?
Positive. Alan would just rewash them anyways.
I should probably get going.
Yeah, I guess.
He kisses her on the lips.
Oh, good. You're still here. Jake wants to say goodnight.
Oh, wow. He's such a sweetie. Don't you just want to eat him up?
She goes upstairs.
If that would stop him, yes.
I gotta tell you, Charlie, I think that girl's a keeper.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, she's smart, she's pretty, and I think she really likes you.
Be honest, Alan. You married the first girl who slipped you the tongue, didn't you?
No.
Trust me. This woman has a plan, and it's diabolical and it's Machiavellian scope.
I did not marry the first girl who slipped me the tongue.
I'm telling you, she's got her foot in the door and she will never leave.
Okay, well, I'm out of here.
Ooh, diabolical.
Alan fiddles with a mobile.
Okay, so I'll give you a call?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Charlie kisses her on the lips and it leads to a hungry snogging session. Alan looks embarrassed. Charlie pulls away from Wendy slightly.
It's pretty dark out. Maybe you should go in the morning.
Yeah, I guess I could.
They head upstairs to Alan.
Are you singing this?
It's still night. Alan sits on the balcony using a laptop and sipping wine. Rose's head appears over the top of the balustrade.
Howdy, neighbor.
Charlie's busy right now, Rose.
I know. white Toyota hasn't budged an inch two nights in a row. I chalked her tires.
She climbs over onto the balcony.
You do know there's a stairway right over there.
Of course. Did you know there's a crawl space under the house that comes right up into your bedroom?
He looks spooked. She sits.
So what are you doing?
I'm playing computer Scrabble.
All by yourself? That's so sad.
Well, I used to play with my wife every night, and I guess I miss it.
You and I have a lot in common, don't we?
How so?
We're both like two lonely socks that want desperately to keep someone's feet warm, but we don't match up with any other socks, so all we can hope for is to be a dust mitten or a hand puppet.
She makes a puppet mouth with her hand, then looks at it miserably.
That's very insightful and disturbing. You're not thinking you and me, are you?
Oh, Alan, that's very flattering, but ew.
She grimaces and pretends the hand puppet is talking. Charlie's asleep on his side in bed. He stirs, comes to slowly, then sits up. He turns to see Wendy's not beside him. Looking puzzled, he looks beneath the navy blue duvet. She's not there. Wearing sweatshirt, boxer shorts and socks, he gets up and checks out the bathroom.
Wendy?
He turns away and sees a handwritten note pinned to a mirror in the bedroom. He takes the note down and reads it.
Dear Charlie, thanks for a wonderful night. Sweet, special. See you soon.
His frown turns into a fiendish smile. Charlie skids to the top of the stairs and sings into a pretend mic.
Freedom. I'm free. I'm so free.
Alan watches him dance down the tile staircase. Charlie eventually notices him and slows to an embarrassed halt.
All right, you had sex last night. You don't have to turn into Mr. Bojangles.
Oh, it's better than that. I had sex and I woke up alone. If there were pancakes on my night table, it'd be the perfect morning.
What happened to Wendy's diabolical Machiavellian scheme to never leave?
I don't know. I must have foiled it somehow.
Guess what? Grandma's here!
Charlie's face drops.
Let's see that little dance again.
Evelyn's with Wendy.
When I was pregnant with Charlie, we thought he was going to be a girl. The sonogram showed no discernible penis whatsoever.
Charlie and Alan hear Evelyn as they enter the living room. Charlie pushes Alan back out.
Now do you believe me? First she sucks in Jake, then you, now Mom. She's like one of those pods from outer space. But, you know, with a cute ass.
Charlie, she wouldn't even be here now if you hadn't taken her upstairs last night.
That was not my fault. You saw how she kissed me. I had to take her upstairs.
Remember what I said. Hook him on the milk, he'll buy the cow. Charlie, where have you been hiding this girl? She's an absolute delight.
Yeah, she's swell.
Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. I read somewhere you'd left.
Yeah, I was on my way out the door, and then I ran into your mom, and then we started talking, and, you know.
Yeah, I know.
So, what brings you here, Mom?
Do I need a reason?
I'd like one.
I'm showing a house in Malibu. I thought I'd swing by and take my grandson out for pancakes.
Charlie wants his on his night table.
Right, are you coming, Dad?
Are you kidding? I want to hear more about that sonogram.
Oh, good. Are you and Wendy joining us, Charlie?
Gee, Mom, I think Wendy has stuff to do, right, Wendy?
I can always make time for pancakes.
Oh, wonderful. A family breakfast. Go put on some pants, Charlie.
But, Mom, I...
Now.
You have to be firm with him. By the way, your nose is adorable.
Thank you.
I'm guessing Dr. Shapiro?
No, it's mine.
Oh. Well, sometimes God does good work, too.
It's dark.
Jake, get your stuff together. We gotta get you back to your mom's.
All right, I bet we're playing.
Yeah, I gotta get going too, Jake.
Okay, I pulled your car around.
Attractive blonde Wendy nods.
If you leave now, I think you miss all the weekend traffic.
Don't you worry, Charlie, I'm leaving.
Oh, I'm not worried. I just moved your car so Alan can get out.
I can get out.
Yes, Alan, now you can.
He gives Alan a meaningful stare.
Thank you for a great weekend.
No, thank you.
Jake, bye.
Bye.
Alan, I'll see you soon.
Bye. I gotta tell you, Charlie, I think she's really...
Charlie opens a small grill in the door and looks out.
Okay. What?
I'm just saying, I think she's really great.
Me too. When's she coming back?
Well, let's see. Today's Sunday, so never.
Why not?
Well, buddy, she wants something different in a relationship than your Uncle Charlie does.
What does she want?
Uncle Charlie.
What do you want?
Uncle Charlie. And we both can't have me.
I don't understand.
It's very simple, buddy. Uncle Charlie is nuts.
Yeah, nuts like a fox.
So then Wendy can't take me rollerblading anymore?
Nope.
No more movies?
Afraid not.
Boy, you suck.
Suck? How do I suck?
Like a fox.
There he is. Let the party begin. Shaking Jake. Notorious J-A-K-E.
Jake, he won't stop until you say hello.
Jiggity Jake Jake.
Hello.
So how was school this week? We missed you around here.
It was just school.
Yeah, I heard that. Just school. Right on.
Jake's gone straight into a bedroom.
I don't believe it. He's still mad about the Wendy thing.
Charlie, it's only been a week. I'm still mad that you peed in my Boy Scout canteen in 1978.
How much of a jamboree for you, was it?
Alan gives him a hard stare.
Okay, I'm sorry about the canteen. Now, will you please make your son like me again?
How would I do that, Charlie? And by the way, was that so hard?
Explain to him that Wendy was working an angle, making friends with him to get to me.
Do you really want me to tell a 10-year-old boy that somebody he really cares about was pretending to like him? What kind of lesson is that?
He lives in L.A. He might as well learn now.
Just give him some time. He'll get over it.
Jake unpacks.
Hey, can I come in?
It's your house.
Well, it's your house, too.
Then no.
Okay.
Charlie leaves.
You know what? It is my house. Look, Jake, I'm sorry about the Wendy thing, but there's nothing I can do about it. And I want us to be buddies again. I don't want you to hate me anymore.
I don't hate you.
Good.
I'm just very disappointed in you.
Hey, I get enough of that from my mother. So what's it gonna take? Cash? Video games?
I don't want stuff. I got plenty of stuff when my mom and dad broke up.
Oh, dude, this isn't the same thing.
What's the difference? If you liked Wendy, then you didn't like her. No one cares what I want.
Jake, buddy. Come here. Come here.
They sit at the end of the bed.
Sit down. It's not that I don't care what you want. It's just that you're a kid.
Jake folds his arms and glowers at him. Alan sits gloomily playing Scrabble with Rose on the balcony.
H-A-T. Hat.
That's it? All this time for hat? Let me see your tiles. Oh, see, you had hateful. See, it would fit right here, off the A in my quotidian.
Wow, how did you see that?
I have Scrabble eyes. It's a gift. Sometimes a curse.
Alan, Jake won't play with me.
Well, I can't play with you either, Charlie. I am occupied. You played pie at your own peril, my friend.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Rose. Alan, come here.
He gets up and they go inside.
Your move. What?
What are you doing with Rose?
I'm teaching her to play Scrabble.
Oh, Alan, you were so naive.
Naive? 8 points.
What?
Sorry, I'm in my game head.
Alan, Rose is using you to get to me.
Do you hear the rampant egotism? Rampant, 11 points, egotism, 10. Coming out of your mouth.
I'm just saying.
Not everybody is trying to get to you, Charlie. The only thing that's going on here is two lonely people playing a game of Scrabble.
Oh, Alan.
please tell me you're not thinking about you and Rose.
Me and Rose?
He makes a puppet mouth with his hand and grimaces. Charlie's in the booze section of a supermarket.
Let's see.
Vodka.
One Russian blonde.
Whiskey.
One Scottish brunette.
He puts red wine in his trolley.
A full-bodied redhead from Napa Valley.
He moves on and bumps into Wendy.
Charlie's Angels.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I'm grocery shopping.
Here? In my supermarket? So this is just a coincidence?
Well, it's not entirely. I eat food and I live two blocks away.
Oh, come on, Wendy. We both know that...
A bloke joins her.
Everything okay?
Oh, yeah, everything's fine. Dave, this is Charlie. Charlie, Dave.
Hey.
Dave eyes him stonily. Charlie tries to look innocent.
Dave, we need a Duraflame log.
Dave goes reluctantly.
Okay.
Who's that? Your brother?
No, he's... look, Charlie, I know I probably should have given you a call, but I just thought that after last weekend, it was pretty clear it wasn't going to work out between you and me.
What?
Well, I mean, I was happy to entertain your nephew for a while. I mean, he's a great kid, but who's got the energy? And your mother, she's been calling me all week. She wants to go to a spinning class with me. What is up with that?
I thought you two hit it off.
I'm from the Midwest. I was being polite. What did you think was going on?
That.
So no hard feelings?
No, of course not. So you and Dave, how serious is that?
Goodbye, Charlie.
She smiles and wheels her trolley away.
You know, you're breaking a little boy's heart.
Jake's in bed. Charlie sits beside him, drinking.
You see, my relationship with women, they come and go. But you and me, we're family. That's solid. That's forever. You with me?
I think so.
I mean, maybe I shouldn't be laying this on you because you're 10. But I'm beginning to realize I might not be the guy I thought everybody thought I was. Yeah. It's a mind blower, isn't it? You see, the problem isn't with who I go out with. The problem is with me. Your Uncle Charlie has major trust issues with women.
Jake's sleepy.
I think it might have something to do with my relationship with my mom.
I understand.
Do you?
No, I'm just tired and I don't care anymore.
So we're cool?
Yeah.
Good.
Night.
Charlie kisses Jake on the forehead, turns out the lamp, and gets up.
Uncle Charlie?
Yeah?
Does this mean you don't have nuts like a fox?
Yeah. That's what it means.
Charlie uses the microwave. Rose comes inside.
Scrabble eyes my sweet patootie. He's a tile peeker.
Rose, listen. I think I owe you an apology.
You mean for seducing me with your roguish charms and then dumping me like a bag of old doorknobs?
She's poured wine. And
more recently, I told Alan that you were... being nice to him just to get close to me. And I've come to realize that's my own paranoia about women trying to manipulate me, and I'm sorry that I projected that on you.
Oh, come here, you big silly.
She hugs him.
Really? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, I gotta go. Your brother is out of control with that egg timer.
You think maybe I could play with you guys?
It's fine with me. Go ask Mr. That's Not a Word.
Thanks. And again, I'm sorry.
I'll be right there.
Charlie goes out onto the balcony.
Phase one, complete.
ITFC audio description.
Men, manly men.